Now we're going to go to, where are we going? California or thyroid and stuff like that and have some fun here.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. Hour two of our little show here. Got some good shows for you tomorrow. Talk to a gentleman in Europe. He has a pretty amazing story about the use of turpentine and all bunch of other things we'll chat about. He's working with the brain and stuff. And then Robert Felix says global warming, not we're moving into an ice age tomorrow. Ice age, yeah. Get your coat. Oh boy, I don't think Al Gore's gonna like this one. On Monday it's going to be a special on the JFK release with an authority on that. Our regular Wednesday guest, Andrew Goss, just happens to be a JFK authority who studied it since 50 years. Probably 40 years. He's only 55, so probably 40 years or so. I think he's read every JFK book, and quite a few stunning documents were released, and President Trump said over the weekend that the ones they didn't release last week, they're going to release them all. Just let it go. So pretty cool that he's got the whatever the wherewithal to do that. CIA's not crazy about him anyway, so they're going to be less crazy about him. So God love him. May the force be with you, President, and for doing that kind of stuff. We're going to go out to California and talk to Carolyn Borman. She's a naturopathic doc. Carolyn, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Well, good morning, dear. Thanks for getting up early.
Oh, sure. I've been up.
Have you been up?
Yep.
You're a naturopathic doc?
Well, I'm trained in traditional medicine and naturopathy. I'm non-licensed intentionally in this state. A lot of politics I won't get into, but in any case.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I'm a Dr. Daniels fan.
I see. You're one of those.
I've known her for a long time, casually, you know, from the industry I've been in. I've been in healthcare since the 1970s.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so I'm more of a, I try to steer clear of the traditional standard of care model of doing anything, you know. I'm with you.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Well, what is, after your name, CMHT, what is that?
That's hypothermia. I'm a certified in medical hypothermia in our clinic in Tijuana. We treat cancer and Parkinson's and all sorts of really hard stuff with medical hypothermia, and I am certified in that, but, I don't have a license to practice in Mexico. I'm an American, so, you know, they're not as forthgiving in Tijuana as we have to be here in the United States terms of reciprocating, services. So I'm allowed down there to work as a teacher.
Huh. Medical hypothermia, does that mean you get people really cold?
No, hyper hot.
Hot, wow.
Yeah, so, you've got your little saunas that you're doing. That's hypothermia.
Is that hyperthermia?
Yeah, when you have, you get the core above a certain temperature, you have low-level hypothermia, which is what we would do with your saunas, mm-hmm. and then, traditionally below, when the core body temperature is below 102, that's considered low-level. Then when you get into higher temps for, like, treating cancer and stuff, you're at 104 plus on your cores, and that's considered medical.
Wow. So, uh-huh. I took my, just as an experiment, an art sauna, it gets really hot in there. I took the temperature inside, maybe 160. It's pretty hot.
And well, that's the sauna's temperature.
That's the sauna's temperature,
that's
right.
Not you.
Exactly.
You'd
no.
Be a puff of smoke.
I would be a piece of bacon, wouldn't I? I'd just be, oh, there's Patrick. He's on the floor.
There he goes.
So your head sticks out.
Doodle
on these,
would be barking.
Doodle
yes.
would be barking. Boy, you listen to the show. Good for you.
So, I do.
So my head's sticking out. So the other day, Doc, just for fun, I put a really good thermometer in. I got a good one and took my temperature. You know, that baby was 105. Does that seem?
I think if you were doing it while you were sitting in the, if you were
yeah in
it
the sauna,
that
right?
Close, it's possible it was affected by the sauna itself. Was this in your ear or?
No, in my mouth. But you know, the head's got a pretty tight little thing around it. I don't think it was getting heat
yeah,
from the sauna.
It's possible. I know the manufacturer of that thing. I have been.
It's a beautiful
one.
That was
the unit that we looked at for many years, many years ago. It's a good unit.
I mentioned it to Dr. Daniels, and she said, "I don't think your core temperature would be that. That maybe that was measuring more of your skin. I don't know. What do you think?"
Well, it was this. This was in your mouth instead. See, normally we do in the ear.
Oh, in the ear.
Or we do. We actually at the clinic we have a rectal that we use to get core.
Yeah.
But yeah. The goal is, you know, the target zone. There's a therapy that I put together for because I manufacture saunas, so I want to have that disclaimer out there. We manufacture.
Oh yeah, I saw them on your website. Yeah.
So we manufacture dome style, and so we combine them. They're built so they can withstand ozone.
You
can put ozone in after the fact. But the target temperature, infections will die, just about any infection, bacterial, fungal, viral, whatever, at 102.
102.
And then, because if you think about it, when you're sick, you know, you've got a temperature usually 102, 103, and you want to lay down.
Because the body is croaking something, huh?
And it just needs to use its energy. It's easier on the heart, the circulatory system, to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
So that was why I got into building that. But also because we were trying to at the time, and this is still the fact that there are medical whole body hyperthermia, which is where you put the whole body into a, you know, we call them either pizza bags or there's different things to use, but that get the temperatures very high, like 106 and up, that the Germans have used for many years. And there's a unit called a Heckel unit. There's several different ones, but we can't get them into Tijuana. It's unless you have a lot of money and friends in high up places.
Sure.
Right.
Other than killing bacteria, bugs. Does the body like other? We've heard about these heat shock proteins, good for the heart.
Yeah, heat shock proteins are what's created when you put the temperature up like that, and they are signals that's actually part of in medical lingo what we call dendritic cell therapy, where we're pulling dendrites. Your body's dendrites are the little white cells that take a piece of an invader or a tumor and hold it up for the immune system to see, and come get it, boys. Because normally, that cancer or certain what we call stealth viral infections turn off that surveillance, that immune surveillance, so your body can't see it to fight it.
Wow, so those clever little guys.
So if we took those little hoods off, all of a sudden the immune system can see it and go after it. So when you use heat shock proteins for that purpose, when you're using, when you get the body hot like that, and this actually ties into the whole thyroid discussion
we're
going to have.
Because
when you detox, a lot of the reasons that thyroid conversion and thyroid issues are happening is because there's so many toxins that are blocking the receptors that the thyroid system, I call it a system because it's part of a complex of things. It's not standalone. that you, your body temperatures, the sauna is by sweating. That's the only way you get out fat-soluble toxins is to sweat them out.
Right.
So, and some of those toxins that are attached to fats and proteins, like fluoride, like glyphosates, like some of these, you know, fat-soluble organophosphate pesticides, are stuck in the fat. And until you address that, some people's thyroid system, their body temperatures will come up and they'll function just fine once they do detox.
Huh. So the little toxins are attaching to parts of the thyroid that...
The receptors. T4, for our listeners, the way that this works biochemically, T4 is tyrosine, the amino acid tyrosine, bound to four molecules of iodine.
I knew that. Just kidding. Right? Just kidding.
T3 is when you oxidize, you come along and oxidize one off, now you're down to T3. Then you oxidize two off, you're down to T1.
This is great stuff, and I want to understand this.
Okay, so
we know that you can go to the doc and do the blood test, and they do T4, T3, reverse this, reverse that, and TSH,
right,
and all this stuff. So we're going to get what's your recommendation if you do test. But so walk us through, though. Talk to us like we're a young child or a golden retriever.
Or
a golden retriever, because we want to understand this T4, T3 stuff.
Okay, so when the body produces, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Someone walked by and waved at me. When the body produces the thyroid, the gland itself is usually okay. When we do the testing, you know, we're not usually born with defective glands, although as generation after generation of poor nutrition and all this other stuff happens, you know, there are some things that are becoming more prevalent, but... Usually when we test, the thyroid in a traditional medical thyroid test, the thyroid's going to be fine, and it's going to be, the issues are going to be, and they're going to measure T4, and they're going to measure T3, and usually free T4 and free T3 in the blood, because normally it's bound up, so they have to measure the free version. And then your TSH, which is a thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is not from the thyroid, it's from the pituitary.
Right.
And that's a downstream from the hypothalamus, and the adrenals get involved, and it's a whole big feedback loop. But anyway, and so, you know, in the medical model in 1976, when they came out with the TSH test, and it was out actually in the 60s, but the medical profession didn't believe it. Nobody liked it. And there's been a lot of fighting on how to do the proper testing. You know, it goes all the way back to the 1940s when they used to just test iodine levels.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even have the ability to look at basically the immune response, the body's. It's like taking an antibody test for a virus. You're not really measuring the virus. You're measuring the body's response to the virus.
With the TSH.
Yeah, so TSH is not really accurate at all.
At all?
It's actually only a reflection of what's happening in the pituitary itself and has no, you know, correlation to actual what's happening in the body tissues, because these conversions, the enzymes that are made by the adrenals and other organs, happen out in the body tissues, in your liver and your kidneys and your skin. And so there's no accurate test. All we can do is, you know, like Broda Barnes used to do, check the body core temperature and functional temperature. You know, Dr. Mark Starr, who you had on last year.
Uh-huh.
He's a colleague and a friend, and they, you know, he's done a tremendous job of educating people, you know, on this whole concept. But, and that's where hypothyroidism type 2, or what we call functional hypothyroidism. When I check someone for their thyroid system, I call it, we look at the adrenals, we look at their all their other hormones, we look at their toxin levels, we do... something called a Dutch test, which is a 24-hour dried urine test that you do at home, and that you can do all the sex hormones, we can do the adrenal system, and then secondarily we can look at that and figure out, all the downstream metabolites and what's being affected, what's affecting the thyroid. DUTCHtesting.com, I think, is his website. It's a wonderful laboratory, and it's very simple, and anybody can go on and get their hormones tested.
And what are they doing? They're actually taking the pee and the dries?
You have these papers, and you pee on it in the morning for 4 days, and you let it dry, and then you send it in. It's very user-friendly. It's not like, you know, because saliva is not accurate. Serum is not accurate. What this does is it does the only test in the world that I'm aware of that does all the downstream metabolites of all the hormones.
Whoa. Metabolites of all the hormones.
So, okay, you might have been familiar, like, for instance, people will say that thyroid is affected by imbalance with estrogen and progesterone.
Right.
Estrogens down-regulate that, so will down-regulate conversion of thyroid to the active to T3 and T2. It blocks the conversion. So, for instance, women on the pill are going to have problems with that. People that have got that have overeaten, that have a lot of body fat, or whatever the cause is of their obesity, that body fat produces estrogen all by itself.
Right.
I mean, yes, very high levels of estrogen, and so that suppresses thyroid conversion in the tissue, which is your T2 and T3 are your two active hormones that are out in your tissue. And control body temperature, and all the metabolic functions of everything that happens in every cell throughout the body. You have iodine in every cell in your body, and you have thyroid in every cell in your body. And whether or not it gets activated or not is completely temperature dependent. By the way,
temperature dependent. Now,
so if you're running too cold,
yeah,
if your core is too cold, you can't activate your enzymes. So
wow, so guys that carry too much weight, say, do a lot of beer or whatever.
Yeah,
no wonder then their whole sex drive, thing doesn't work, right? Nothing, because they got too much estrogen.
So these traditional endocrinologist or a urologist would look at a guy with an enlarged prostate and go, oh, let's put you on some testosterone.
Right.
See if we can fix that.
Right.
I have a patient right now in Louisiana who worked in the pesticide industry. He organophosphate poisoning. He's 68 years old, and he's had real problems with his hormones being balanced, and his doctor put him on very high levels of testosterone. It should have really, on a normal person, would have been a huge dose. This guy is 140 pounds and 5'8", and it didn't faze him. He didn't have any response.
Wow.
I sent him over to your site to get some of
pollen?
The pine pollen gold and all that. We put him on all sorts of stuff. Did not faze him at all. So I went in, we did the Dutch test. The poor guy is not making any hormones at all. His pregnenolone was below measurement levels. It was so low. And he eats he's like on a modified paleo diet, so he's eating all these good fats and everything, but his body is unable to have enough to make basic hormones. So if his doctor had checked, he would have seen that he can't make anything. So it just wasted and stressed his liver. That's all it did, was produce a low-level hepatitis, all that oral.
And why wasn't he making the hormones?
His
core body
his thyroid levels are off.
Nice.
And he's full of organophosphate, so all of his receptors are blocked.
Wow.
So he's on a path right now to do sweating and detox, get rid of the heavy metals and that. He wasn't happy. He wanted, let me take a pill and fix it.
That's right.
His girlfriend was upset, and she actually ended up leaving. But, it's just the way that life goes. If you don't take the time, and in traditional medicine, they just can't do it. There's not enough time in the day. If they're in a traditional model, they get 6 minutes with
you. Sure. There's no way they're going to figure this
out.
No,
they can't possibly do
no
it.
No way. And, just no way.
So only a holistic doctor is going to be able to take the time if they're truly holistic and not just alternative.
But Miss Borman.
Yes.
Miss Borman.
Uh-huh.
there's not a lot of people that know the stuff that you know, even in the natural world. I'm not just floating your boat here, but really.
No, no, it's true.
God love
them. Because I've sought it out and I work.
It's true.
People might consider it fringe, you know, like Dr. Daniels, you know. I mean, it's what you find if you really are open and you're mm-hmm. Asking for guidance and want to really truly get down and find out what's happening. I mean, I work on the side with a chiropractor. We do a lot of energy work and other things. And our new patient, his new patient consult is days long, not hours long.
Wow, isn't that great?
So how can we get anywhere to help someone that's had a lifetime of illness? And you're going to try and do something in an hour, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Carolyn Borman is with a naturopathic doc. And your main, let's see if I have them. I want to make sure we get them on the show page correctly. Your main websites would be...
Europa Institute of Integrated Medicine, which is europainstitute.org.
Got that one?
That's the clinic. And then arrowheadhealthworks.com.
Arrowheadhealthworks.com.
Is my company.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Borman is with us. Patrick Timpone, I'm sure you have some questions. And we're going to have a lot to talk about with Carolyn this morning. It's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to know more about the thyroid and body temperature and all this stuff. I have a lot of questions. If you do, you can try 888-663-6386. We have two lines, or patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'm talking with Daniel Vitalis about this great pine pollen product. Daniel, talk a minute about why this might be appropriate for the ladies listening.
Well, so many women today are looking at bioidentical testosterone therapies. I was surprised at how many women would come to me saying, hey, my doctor's put me on bioidentical testosterone. Is pine pollen something I could try? And over the years, what we found is we have just as many women using the pine pollen as we do men. Turns out a lot of women's bodies are low in testosterone. Both genders have these hormones in them, and they're important for both men and women. So a lot of women today, especially perimenopausal and postmenopausal, are finding themselves needing some kind of testosterone support, and pine pollen's really answered that call.
Yes, I have several lady friends that felt better when they took some testosterone. They chose to go the bioidentical hormone route, and we think that the natural whole food pine pollen is a better choice, gals. A consideration. And we have it on sale right now, pine pollen and all SirThrival products through November 7th, promo code ONERADIO. Any SirThrival link, click and order, promo code ONERADIO, oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, and if you'd like to get on and get yourself all heat shock protein up and get that temperature up, and these are really nice units. I do it virtually every day of my life. Your head is sticking out, or if you want to get creative, you can clunk it back in. I did one, I saw it about 3 o'clock this morning, and I fell asleep in there, and it was a good thing because we have a timer of 30 minutes, and my head, you know, just all of a sudden I woke up and it was off, and it's kind of fun. And boy, you talk about turning that sympathetic, parasympathetic back into happy land too. It's a beautiful thing. These are made out of nylon with a silver coating. This sauna has won 4 or 5 different awards. They're made in Taiwan, and it'll get hot and you will sweat. You sit in a chair, it's the bomb. It's really a nice one. And we have it on sale right now, $9.95. Just click and order right now on the website. And then we also have a new Relax Far Infrared Lamp that I received on Friday, played with it all weekend. And I can work out a deal to get you one of those and a sauna. If you'd like to do that, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. You can put this on your thyroid. You could put it on your liver. I had it on my hypothalamus last night for a while, just showing it on there. You know, I just play around. You know me, I'm just always dinking around with things and just always taking things to another level, because there's always another step in health. No matter how good you feel, how healthy you are, you can just always keep moving forward. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Yes, you can. So if you'd like to get that lamp and then also get a sauna or just a lamp, best thing is just email me and patrick@oneradionetwork.com and we'll work it out. That's the best way to do it. I can't advertise a lot of this stuff. And well, you know.
Estelle Incorporated is offering 3 free CDs to listeners of the One Radio Network on the definition of money, the history of the Federal Reserve, and protecting your wealth. which describes in brief how investors can utilize American gold and silver coins as a portion of your portfolio to provide some physical assets to compensate for the loss that most people now see in paper money, which is perpetually losing value. Please call us at 1-800-468-2646 for your free copies. Just mention that you heard it on the One Radio Network show. 1-800-468-2646.
Pretty quiet here this morning. The boys have yet to drink their second cup of coffee, so they're not doing any big trading. You know, it takes a while Monday. Get a big gulp at Starbucks and then things start moving. Stock market, 23,393. Gold is at 1273. Silver at 1686. Let's check out the dollar. At the beginning of the year, the dollar is 100 on the index, and it's lost about, probably about 6% since January. So, Andy will be here on Friday, on Wednesday, and we're going to have a special on the JFK release paper things, and so that should be pretty darn interesting. Let's see. If you have not visited Shen Blossom on our website, click on there and look at some of the things that Brandon Amalani has put together. Brandon is, he is really an interesting fellow. Chinese medicine guy, Qigong, and he used to work with Daniel Vitalis, and he does things just as clean and natural and just the bomb as you can get. He has his own Shizandra. Shizandra organic farm there that he works with a Chinese man up in upstate New York. And the way they go through hoops to get this Shizandra in a little bottle, it's really amazing. He also has goji berries. Guys, you could get both of these in the Myron glass and you're going to be happy. Goji berries, if you like to get things moving around south of the border, if you get my drift, goji berries, very, very powerful in that regard as well, which I didn't even know until I start taking it and ask Daniel what's going on. A lot of cool things here. I'm talking a medicinal mushroom formula. Shizandra, you mentioned that. Reishi mushroom. Goji berry, you mentioned that one. Rice sprouts powder. I just ordered two more. I love this product. He's got some really cool things. Also, 50-year-old ginseng. I mean, this is the real deal. This is not you're going into Amazon and spending $30 or $40 or a bottle of ginseng, and you don't even know what in the heck you're getting. This is premium-grade 50-year-old ginseng that is made by a traditional way. They actually do it at different phases of the moon with organic sake. I mean, this is the real deal. If you're going to spend money on ginseng, guys, get this one. You could take ginseng every day for the rest of your life and just take it for the rest of your life and who knows what would happen. It's Shen Blossom right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Check it out. Really fine products.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl you're everything.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com.
We're talking with naturopathic Doc Carolyn Borman. Thanks for being here, Carolyn. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's see. So let's start like this. If you were to our listeners around the world, if they want to just go and get a test to start. Well, first off, would you recommend doing the Broda Barnes thing first? And is that, in your opinion, accurate enough to just forget about the blood test?
Well, I'll tell you what I do, and this is I've come to just out of practicality, because we end up pretty much throwing the blood tests to the side anyway, because we know that they really aren't accurate from a functional standpoint.
They're not.
No. Not, in my opinion, no, they're not. And I sit in a lot of educational meetings sponsored by drug companies, should I say.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. In San Diego County and stuff. And I listen to what they're designed. What does Andrew say? It's the Hegelian dialectic.
Mm-hmm.
create the problem, create the solution.
Mm. So when you say from a functional standpoint, meaning the numbers you get are just not accurate enough or viable enough to take action on them?
They don't reflect real life. They reflect a lab test, and we're not treating a test. We're treating a person.
Okay.
And this is a dynamic, a biodynamic system that changes constantly.
Every day, or maybe every hour.
Yeah, every second, every hour, right.
Okay.
So we want to kind of get a snapshot. So Broda's way of doing things was to put the thermometer under your armpit and lay there in bed first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
For like 15 minutes.
Before moving around, right?
Yeah, yes. And that was to try to give you a core, but that's not functional. So I've combined them. I people can do that if they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just give them a free chart, have them take their temperature throughout the day like 3 times every day for a week and average it.
By mouth?
By mouth or, in a digital ear. If you get a really good quality, like a Braun or one of the good quality digital. They also have temporal ones that you run across your forehead now.
But are those accurate?
Yeah. If you go into the ER room, that's what they're going to use on you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything, ER room.
No, that's true, but they have to be pretty,
really?
So
the end of the arm...
That's good enough,
The end of the arm thing, the Broda Barnes thing, was like 97.5. And that is because it's generally a 1 degree lower than what the real deal is.
It should be lower because you've, hopefully, God willing, you've been sleeping.
Yeah,
and,
hopefully.
When you sleep, your core goes down.
Is the mouth during the day pretty accurate?
I would prefer either temporal or in the ear because the mouth is affected by what you eat and the shape of your teeth. Your biome.
Good. You mean that your little biomes affect the temperature?
Yeah,
because
if they're very active, then they can increase the local temperature in the mouth.
So you say actually an ear thing is really a...
Yeah, we use ear or temporal,
And what is the brand name you said that is a good one?
Oh, there's Braun. There's quite a few really good ones out there now.
And you just put it right on your ear and boom.
You hold it in the ear and it'll beep. I've got one that talks because while they're in the sauna, I don't want to have to, so it'll say your body temperature is 98.6.
But now, Carolyn, why would the temperature throughout the day be an indication? Because, you're rebounding, you're running around, you're outside.
Right.
I mean,
And there's some parameters, not within an hour of eating. If a woman is cycling, not the first 2 days, there's instruction. If they've got any problems with their heart or other issues going on. I'm just trying to get a snapshot because, in truth, we're after to see how their body is using fuel, if their mitochondria is actually producing energy and they're able to burn stuff.
And that would put the temperature at 98.6?
Well, we would hope so, in that range. 98.2 to 99 is kind of, it's a variance. It's not, everybody's not going to be 98.6.
Someone
usually
sent us
people with more fat are going to run higher.
Yeah, and us skinny kids are lower.
So
someone sent us an article the other day that conjectured, it was pretty cool, I don't know if I still have it, but it all conjectured that the whole 98.6 was not really accurate, and according to the thermometers they had 150 years ago and blah, 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 that the real body temperature is 98.2.
It's always been a range.
Yeah.
I mean, I was taught this back in, medical school in the 1970s. It's always been a range.
You don't want to chase after a number anyway. Make it crazy, right?
No, it will. But we just want to get a sense of what's happening. I see women on a regular basis, for instance, whose temperatures are running 96.2. I mean, really low. And when your core is that, or not your core, but when your functional is that low, your body enzymes can't activate, so they can have problems with digestion and your immune system. Because, you know, your thyroid is your immune system.
It is.
It controls it. So that's why sometimes people, when I learned this the hard way personally, when I was in traditional medicine and I used to work at Doctors Hospital in San Leandro, Northern California, I was in the ER department, and we were always sick. Everybody was always sick. We always had bronchitis or sinusitis or something, and we were just taught to power through it. And, of course, you know, not knowing back in the 70s what we know now, I mean, the break food was always donuts and coffee, right, just to keep yourself going, kick those adrenals.
Sure.
And so, but it also suppresses your immune system, so we were constantly sick. When I got it's also immunosuppressive, and it suppresses your thyroid conversion. So when I got my thyroid straightened out, I stopped getting sick. I mean, I could be around all sorts of really sick, dangerous patients, and I just didn't get it anymore. And I was like, wow.
So the connection now we've often heard that the gut is the bomb when it comes to immune system. So there's a connection then with the thyroid and the gut.
Thyroid is connected to every cell and every organ. So it's a foundational, something that needs to look at as a foundational thing. A lot of the docs that I hang out with, I just had a meeting with one about stem cell therapy last week. I'm going to hook you guys up. You should really interview him.
Oh, cool. So you say you got your thyroid back, how'd you do it?
Well, I kind of went a circuitous route. I learned about Wilson's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
With T3, T4 conversion issues. This was back in the 80s. And I started on T3, and then that really messed things up. So I shifted over to Armour. And unbeknownst to me, which I didn't know, I went and had supposedly compounded Armour made. Found out later there was no such thing. It was just being ground up and charged twice the price. In any case, so I did natural desiccated thyroid, which is really the route to go because it has all the thyroid hormones in there, T1, T2, T3, and T4. There's a lot of research coming out and work on T2 as an active hormone, which has just come out in the last year or year and a half or so. And you can go Google it, thyroid hormone T2 is your mitochondrial DNA, you know, we get from our mothers, and that is that's how thyroid issues can be genetically passed forward.
Why there could be a lot of thyroid things in your family karmically.
Yeah, they figure somewhere about some between 40% and 50% of the U.S. population has got thyroid conversion issues because of damage to mitochondrial DNA from previous generations, from, you know, like American Indian starvation the Irish potato famine and all that kind of stuff. And I'm Irish English, so I can look back at old family pictures and go, she was thyroid, she was thyroid. You can see it.
So when the thyroid is pokey, hypo, you could have some mitochondrial DNA. It's not doing what it needs to do, and that
it can't produce energy,
and that's why the body temperature could be low.
Exactly right. It's the process of literally making mitochondria, those little energy factors, and them actually doing their work, their enzyme work that causes the body that causes the heat that produces body temperature. So they go together. So, for instance, if you can't burn up your garbage, then you get something called myxedema, which is where the face will change shape. Alec Baldwin's an example. Hillary Clinton's an example. They get round-faced, kind of moon-faced. They get, you know, heavy eyelids, and you can just see the face structure changes.
How is that possible with the thyroid?
Because the mucin layer under the skin, between the skin and the fascia, collects this goop called mucin, and it doesn't burn off, and it physically changes the structure of the body.
Really?
Yeah. So that's how we can look and identify and look at someone and go, okay, you've got myxedema, you know, and when they get their thyroid straightened out, their thyroid conversion stuff straightened out, all that disappears. They look like they've lost 30 pounds, but really it's just burning up the junk.
Myxedema.
M-Y-X-E-D-E-M-A. Myxedema.
Oh, edema, kind of from the term edema.
Puffy.
Yeah. Puffy.
You think of, you know, puffy ankles, puffy fingers, you get puffy face. And it's very common. And then the other thing is that the skin, under your bicep, you should be able to pull your skin off of the fascia like you can on the back of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can pull it up. If you can't pull it off, then it's literally glued to the fascia through mucilage, and that's an old method of checking for myxedema.
So a lot of that might be why some of the Chinese medicine thing with the face diagnosis, they figured it out over thousands of years.
Oh, they sure did. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
It's terrific.
Here's an email from John. He says, no matter what I do, my temperature, the highest I can get it is 97.8 average for weeks. Should I be looking at doing something, or is that okay?
He also
says, P.S., I do get cold rather easily.
Okay, so another thing that affects body temperature, and this would go along with this whole thought, is that the adrenals produce, when you have a lot of adrenal stress, you have high cortisol. And then when they get to the point where they've been stressed so long, then they collapse. It's called low cortisol or hypoadrenal So the doctors will normally want to put you on cortisol or cortisone. The adrenals produce cortisol and cortisone. And that's where this Dutch test is very helpful, because if someone is shunting all of their cortisone over down the cortisol pathway, it's going to look like they have very high cortisol, when in fact they don't. Their body is shifting it, going down the wrong pathway, and so we have to figure out ways to help them. Usually detoxification is what we have to do, the sweating, changing their diet, getting them off the glyphosate foods and GMOs.
So John, he doesn't necessarily have a pokey thyroid. It could be other things.
Could be, you know, Hal Huggins work, you know, dental toxins. Could be any number of things. So I try to go back to the bottom and not just treat the immediate downstream manifestation. Now, obviously, if he's consistently low like that, then you know, he might do all right with one of the natural desiccated thyroids as a interim gap while he's working on the other stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's a question let's kind of get into.
Yeah.
I don't know how I came across you, but it was something about that you discovered a place in, was it Vietnam or?
It was Cambodian. It was an IT, American IT guy. This was all motivated by the, several years back, we had problems getting Armour thyroid and other natural desiccated thyroid. There's only one manufacturer in the United States of glandulars that are used for making natural desiccated thyroid. And there was kind of a storm that came together where they couldn't get it because the feds decided to raid this American glandular or whatever the company's name is. And it had to do with EPA issues with off-gassing alcohol or something off into the atmosphere. And so they had to go through this federal investigation for their stuff. So that was one issue. And then the other issue was that Forest Pharmaceuticals, who is the company that makes Armour, which is now, by the way, owned by Revlon.
Oh, good.
they decided to try and see if they could reformulate and make it more stable, because desiccated thyroid, like any glandular, goes bad really fast. It's like ground up meat, you know. It doesn't have a long shelf life.
Really?
Yeah, you've got about a year and a half, 2 years from the date of manufacture.
Oh, that's pretty long, though, too.
Till after, after a year or so, it's going to be about 50% as strong. So they wanted to be able to make huge batches.
Sure.
And, you know, forested. So what they decided to do was add a bunch more cellulose to it.
Oh, good.
So it reduced the bioavailability, and, I mean, everybody was griping and complaining it wasn't working. You know, people like, I was using it, I was up to 4 grains. It's you figure it out by grains. That's how thyroid is dosed, is one, you know, half a grain, 1 grain. It's an old English way of doing things. But anyway, and the that was what happened. And so as a result of that, there were several other companies that started trying to make alternative things. So you had Westroid came along and NatureThroid, but they turned out to be the same exact manufacturer as Forest. They were all getting the raw material from the same company.
Wait a minute. NatureThroid is the same thing as Armour?
Yeah. Same raw material supplier.
Well, that's...
There's only one in the United States.
You mean... No, wait a minute.
Nebraska.
NatureThroid is a synthetic thing or...
It's not synthetic.
No,
it's natural desiccated thyroid.
But it's the same thing as Armour.
But the glandulars that Armour and Westroid and NatureThroid are getting are all coming from the same company.
And they're made the same way?
Yeah.
Well, what a scam.
So, and NatureThroid and Westroid, you know, I mean, they're slightly better. They have less cellulose. You know, some folks can get away with chewing. And that reference to that book that I referenced to you, the Stop the Thyroid Madness,
right,
by Janie Beaufort,
mm-hmm,
that came out. That was actually just a printed version of her blog. She's had a blog for like 20 years.
Right.
And very interesting. But that was one of the things. And Dr. Mark Starr was at one of my professional meetings brought that out in one of the Q&A sessions, that patients they found could chew up there. The problem with chewing it, of course, now is you've gotten it, these are timed release usually, and if you chew it up, it's you know, you lose that. So then you've got a multi-dose again. But in any case, so what happened is this IT guy was an American working in Thailand, and he found that he could get, because they're not regulated, glandulars are still legally regulated as dietary supplements. They are not regulated as drugs. They never have been. And so, but the medicos would love to be able to, you know, have control of all that, right? So they've made it very difficult for people to get desiccated thyroid, because it's going to undo the market for Synthroid, the synthetic version, which is of T4, which is what came along. That's what the TSH test was really designed to create the market, mm-hmm, for Synthroid. And my professor that I worked when I was a lab tech told me when it came out, he said, you just watch, there's going to be a drug come out, because that's usually how these things work. And sure enough, within about 6 months of the test showing up, there was the drug. But anyway, and there's an excellent book out there I didn't tell you about. You might be familiar with Dr. David Deary, Canadian endocrinologist, wrote a book on iodine, the importance of iodine in thyroid and cancer.
Yeah, we're going to talk about iodine. How do you spell Deary?
D-E-R-R-Y.
D-E-R-R-Y.
He's retired.
Let's stick, before we get to iodine, let's stick with the...
Yes.
This desiccated. So, in your opinion,
right,
then, this desiccated stuff from what is it? Thailand.
Thailand is where the original company was, and then what's happened is because the things have gotten dicey. You know how sometimes Amazon or eBay will decide that they don't want to carry your product because they're pressured from somebody in the higher ups, and that's kind of what happened.
Hmm.
And this stuff is now, and when you order it, it comes from Cambodia.
And where do
it's
you...
It's actually made in Thailand, though.
I believe I saw it was available on Amazon Canada.
Possibly, yes.
Thyroid S is what it's called?
Thyroid-S.com is their website. And then they have a separate website for actual ordering. which I sent to you. I can't think of the name of it right now. Z-Web Media, I think.
Oh, I have to find that.
Yeah, I emailed you that link. And it's just because it's, you know, like I used to order in bottles of 1,000.
Yeah.
And but now as things come in through the customs, I would get a box from customs with green tape, and you open up, and it's empty, and it's, sorry, we confiscated this because it's an unapproved animal glandular. And I went, this is not for veterinary use. And I went, there's a code, and, you know, import papers and all this stuff was done as legal as we, from their own paperwork, and they still, so as long as we do things correctly and in small batches, then they don't have any problems. But when you start ordering large quantities.
I think I found it here. It's called, yeah, zwebmedia.net.
Zwebmedia.net.
And
yeah.
They postcards.
Yeah, under postcards, because that's the easiest way so that they don't get blocked.
That's funny.
Isn't that crazy? And he's a very bright IT person, and he does a lot of programming for people, but. He got into it because family members needed, his name is Peter, the family members needed product, and it was right during that window of time when you couldn't, which you can now get armor without any problem. You can get Nature Throid or West Throid.
But you know, say this is cleaner anyway, though.
I think so. It has less. I went, you know, I mean, I've been a thyroid patient for 25 years. I went from 4 grains of armor down to 1 grain. Grains of this stuff just about made me a blithering idiot. I mean, it was incredibly strong.
Boy, that's a big difference.
Very big difference.
Wow.
And my body core, my body temperatures consistently run, you know, 98.6 or 98.9. You know, now kidney function can also affect body temperature and make you cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kidneys and the, you know, the adrenals sit on top of the kidneys, and that it actually does affect, you know, conversion. But
Carolyn Borman is with us. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Can you stick around a few minutes, Carolyn?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Stay right there.
Raw milk from grass-pastured cows or goats was a staple in the diet of mankind all over the world for thousands of years. In the early 1900s, Dr. Porter had his patients get on raw milk and colostrum as a fast for 48 weeks to help them heal. The results were amazing. Dr. William Campbell Douglas wrote The Milk Book to chronicle the many amazing miracles people have had from drinking only raw milk and water for 1 to 3 months. Dr. Ron Schmidt wrote The Untold Story of Raw Milk, which discloses the real reason why healthy, fresh, raw milk that people drank for thousands of years without ill effect all of a sudden in the 1940s was mandated to be heat sterilized. Milk from grass-pastured cows that is hormone and antibiotic free when properly processed can confer many health benefits to the body. We believe One World Way delivers some of milk's miraculous properties via our technological enhancements. You can click on the One World Way banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Recently, we asked Daniel Vitalis if taking pine pollen would dampen the body's own testosterone-building mechanism.
Yeah, some research has been done to see if pine pollen would have that kind of effect, because we see that with pharmaceutical testosterone supplementation. But what they found was you'd have to take the equivalent of about 2 bottles per day of our pine pollen extract to create that kind of an effect. So it's really safe for people at any age, and we found it to be really safe for both men and women. Today, a lot of women are also looking at testosterone replacement therapy. And I think before anybody looks to the pharmaceutical industry for anti-aging therapies, for anabolic therapies, they should probably look to nature first, and they should probably look to SirThrival's pine pollen products. And not just our pine pollen gold extract, but also our pine pollen pure potency, which contains eleuthero root and also stinging nettle root, which helps to free testosterone that's already in the body but has been bound up. It helps to free that in the blood.
That's my favorite, the 4Ps. Really love this product. Been taking it for years. And right now, through November 7th, you can get Pine Pollen, boys and girls, 10% off promo code ONERADIO. The promo code ONERADIO on any SirThrival link right now. Click and order, OneRadioNetwork.com. Okay, along with our Asana on sale for another few days, I want to mention 2 cool things that we have to help protect the body and balance the body from electromagnetic fields. 5G they're putting everywhere, I don't know what it is. And then you can do antennasearch.com and you can see all the little cell phones around your home. And, you know, you better have a strong cup of Joe before you look at it because it's crazy. And they're everywhere. So we don't know exactly what all these things are doing. I don't go to the dark side and do fear porn, but I mean, who knows? So why not, if you have it in your budget and you have the wherewithal to get a couple of doodads to put in your home, gadgets, we think, the science say they work, so why not? And we trust the two people involved in them. The first one is Brandon Amalani, the Shen Blossom man. He found this unit out of Australia, fairly new. It actually works with the body's cells to keep them happy from electromagnetic fields. I have one of these guys. I have a red S in my chest. Can you see I'm really strong? Anyway, it's called Blue Shield. Blue Shield. It's really cool little cube. You get a 10% off on the products with promo code ONERADIO. And also you can get a small credit card size little guy that you just kind of push a button and you carry it around with you when you drive around through all the whatever stuff's out there. So that's pretty da bomb. And then Ken Rollers, of course, the Golden Pyramid, from Ken Roland, the Scalar Energy device. I felt this thing the first time I plugged it in. I had three Ken Rollers. And so I said, well, I can do with two. And so I brought one over to a good friend of mine. She's about 90 revs around the sun, doing really well. But she said after 2 or 3 days that she really felt a difference in sleeping. She was very grateful. She was having a hard time waking up, and it's helped her, and it's right there in her bedroom. So these things work. I was very pleased when she said that. These things work. Ken Rolla, the Golden Pyramid. And also, we're going to be talking about iodine with Carolyn. There's a lot of them out there. We have promoting an Edgar Cayce out of iodine from Phil Thomas. Phil probably is the foremost authority on Edgar Cayce's work. He believes this is the only true atomized or detoxified iodine out there. A lot of the other ones say they are, and he doesn't think they are because the way they make it, he taught them how to make it and they changed it. You know, people do things. Anyway, though, so as we talk about iodine, if you want to try some, this is the one I use, and I like it. It's Edgar Cayce iodine, and it's a lot stronger. I mean, I'll mention it to Carolyn, but I tell you, I did Lugol's forever, and you can't do, gobs of this Edgar Cayce stuff. It'll make you bonkers. So there's something to this, and it's called Edgar Cayce iodine source, but we'll talk about iodine here.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Once again, Carolyn Borman, naturopath, and we'll give you her two websites again. The one is the EuropaInstitute.org and also ArrowheadHealthWorks.com, where she's got a lot of cool products. Also, I see you got a link there, Carolyn, to the Dutch D-U-T-C-H thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So you would recommend, is this very expensive and people
that's
would get...
That's the kind of gold standard now. I'm part of the anti-aging medicine movement and our big conferences every December in Las Vegas. And anyway, that's been kind of the gold standard. We've all bailed on blood and saliva like 5 years ago.
So this is dried urine, and it tells
dried urine.
Hormone levels.
Yeah.
What kind of hormones? All of them? A bunch of them?
All your there's all the sex hormones and all of their pathways,
which is
really amazing. Then they have he does adrenals. He also does melatonin and creatinine, which is strange because you think of that for kidneys. But the kidneys are involved with the adrenals and regulating body temperature. So it has to do with detoxification pathways and various different things.
I just clicked on the little details and it took me to a bad link. You might check that out.
Oh, okay. I got to check. I'll get that fixed.
It's all geeky thing.
Yeah.
So
okay. So it's DutchTesting, I think, .com is their website. Mm-hmm. And we just have people go directly there. And as a practitioner, certainly I can order the test for people, but then you got to pay a consult fee if you do it yourself directly. They're anywhere from for like a full comprehensive, I think, is $465 or $485 or something like that.
Yeah, it gives you the whole deal.
Yeah, it gives you all of it. Or you can get just your sex hormones or just the adrenals.
Adrenals, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And, of course, on the adrenal side, there's also, because of the pathways, it also gives a secondary inference to thyroid conversion. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some.
Before we dig into iodine, in general, if we're taking a little piggy, like from this place in Thailand, right? Pure stuff.
Right, right.
And we're taking whatever, even half or whatever works, so keep our body and we know how we feel. Does it ever get to the point where it's healing the thyroid, or is it more you're going to just do this forever?
Well, as with any glandular that you take, whether you're taking DHEA or testosterone or progesterone or anything, you're taking the stress off the body's own production so that it can heal. And the goal is to, at least from my standpoint, it's to give the body a chance to heal and so that you don't need it anymore.
Have you found that to be the case?
For myself, no.
Mm-hmm.
I can go a lot less. I don't need my thyroid every day now.
Okay, well,
I take it maybe 3 days a week is all.
That's a sign.
Yeah. And I used to be twice a day.
Oh, really?
Once in the morning, and always on an empty stomach. Glandular should always be done on an empty stomach. Mm. The body treats it. It is, you know, it's basically meat. So the body treats it that way. So it'll rip it apart in your gut. That's why it has to be enteric-coated and to make it through the gut, the stomach. Otherwise, it will be ripped apart by the hydrochloric acid.
So let's see. If the one from Thailand is enteric-coated?
Yes. They have two products. They have a standard, it's a bright white pill that is not enteric-coated, looks like a little aspirin. Then they have a brown, looks just like Armour, it's enteric-coated. When you look at the ingredients that they give you, I mean, there's a ton of ingredients in there. And it does have cellulose, but it doesn't have as much cellulose. It's probably the best guess that Dr. Mark Starr and myself and other doctors figure it's about a third less cellulose.
What do you say, a bunch of ingredients like yuck stuff we don't want?
Oh, there's tableting ingredients in there, with all of them.
So if you do an enteric-coated and you only need half of it, did that screw it up?
Well, that's what I recommend people start, especially if they have any kind of heart issues or they're older, over 65. You cut them in half and you titrate up. Because if they've got any kind of arteriosclerosis or anything going on and suddenly you're increasing blood flow because your metabolism is going up, you can stress the system. So
yeah.
You know.
So, but you said something about wouldn't cutting it screw up the thing for the enteric-coated?
Chewing it.
Oh.
Chewing it screws up
the enteric-coating. Okay, just go ahead.
You can snap them in half and it still maintains the enteric-coating for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the dosage of this thing is just really very individual dependent on what what would keep
and,
you, how
and
you
by
feel,
the way,
right?
And this is, you know, your system is dynamic, so your body's going to adjust depending on what's going on. Like your body temperature can drop suddenly after a major stress, you know, a car accident,
sure,
like my son was in last week, or family member dying or some other big stress can come along. And women will tell me, I can feel my temperature drop. And I know that my body is compensating for this because it's going to shut down the metabolism to deal with the stress. You know, the brain and the heart are, and everything are trying to be protected. So that's why.
In general, slim people like myself and others who have, mm-hmm. we've been told we have a fast metabolism and why we can just eat everything and you just don't gain weight. Is that kind of true?
There are fast burners and slow burners,
mm-hmm.
It has to do with conversion rates.
Conversion.
And so that might mean that your mitochondria from your mom were much better than somebody like me that has an English background that came out pretty toxic when I did my family history. Yeah. It was like, oh God. Mm-hmm.
But my body runs a little cold though too, and.
Well, you don't have a lot of body fat.
Yeah, so that's normal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it can go up and down with kidney clearance. You know, if you're not drinking quite enough water or whatever,
just need to move.
Kidneys are stressed. You can get cold.
Mm. Uh-huh. I think I just need to move to Hawaii.
Could be.
That's right.
Well, you don't want all the radiation from Fukushima. No.
Right. Oh, my God. Please ask your guest if one can freeze the nature thyroid to have for later.
Yes. Sure you can. But you do, you want to try to get the, and this is difficult to do, but you can if you want to push. The pharmacist, if you're going to use nature thyroid, then it's got to be a prescription. You've got to push them for the best expiration date you can get.
Oh, okay. That's
because,
good.
Because it's date of manufacture that's important with hormones of any kind, not labeling. FDA requires a 2-year date on the label. But the product that you're labeling might have been sitting on the shelf for 6 months or a year,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So let's chat about iodine before we go. Now,
okay.
I mean, there's so many stories about how much to take and all this stuff. I mean, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and he's out there taking to bombs of it. And I think we're going to have, I don't know what's going on with this guy. And then Dr. Mark Serkis, we're going to have him on again. It's been it's been years. And so this will be fun. And there's so many different kinds. I mean, you have different percentages of Lugol's, and of course we have the Edgar Cayce. So in theory, if you would start upping your iodine, do you think you could get your body temperature to move up?
Some people can if the reason that they're not converting is because they don't have enough T4. The iodine is the foundational molecule that binds, that helps the body produce T4, and then it's carried down on the molecule along with as it oxidizes and becomes T3 and then T2 and so on. But the role of iodine in the body when it comes to the thyroid, it loads the thyroid first, then it goes into breast tissue, and then it hits the liver and the rest of the tissues in the body.
Okay.
So it's preferential for the thyroid. But all it does is load the receptors so that they have the materials. If you are having problems with hypothyroidism type 2 where you're not converting, which is what most people have, and you can't, there's no test for that. That's why we do the temperature testing. There's no blood test for it. There is a real probability that the problem really is not iodine. Because increasing iodine won't usually affect anything. Sometimes it does. When I started when I shifted, I used Lugol's clinically. Mm. You know, we used to use Lugol's for everything. I mean, shoot, they paint 16% on horses' hoofs. I mean, it's used all over. But when I learned about Edgar Cayce's work back in the 90s, and I met the original chemist who Phil used to work for, and all the other guys out there that make the Cayce iodine. The original chemist is back east, and I got to know him. He's the one that makes ours, but they're good. The key is to do it low and slow, and you know,
do it right. Yeah.
Days worth of charging, not hours.
Yeah, but so like yours are the ones we have. Where it's a real Edgar Cayce.
You don't need a long time charge, low and slow.
Yeah, you don't need a bunch of it. Compared to
and
Lugol's,
you can always, those of us in the industry can tell by the way it tastes. The faster it and the hotter it is, the more bitter it makes the end product.
Uh-huh. Do you take your thyroid, your iodine that you sell, Carolyn?
Every morning.
And do you take it internally?
Yeah, I put drops in the water that I swallow my thyroid pills with.
And how many drops do you do of yours?
I do three.
Three, that's it. But
I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, no. You build up.
You load the receptors, and then once you've got your receptors loaded after about 10 days, then you can back down.
But you said that the iodine depends on the functionality of the T4, so wouldn't that be a reason to do the blood test to see what the T4 is doing?
T4 is made up of iodine, and there are iodine tests that you can do to check your iodine levels. But that's different than a T4, whether you get active T4 or, T4 and T3 tests, the active when you get the other. T7 is just, they add those two numbers together. That's what T7 is. But anyway, the use of T4 from a functional standpoint, I'm more interested in how their body is able, it's the effect of the mitochondria, because if they have enough iodine, then the mitochondria is going to work. So
if they have enough iodine,
the body temperature should be
up there.
We use that because that's a functional. Again, there is no lab test. You can have completely normal lab tests and be totally hypothyroid.
Yeah, we know that, right?
Type 2. Yeah. So, and it's one of the most underdiagnosed things out there, and it's a shame to see how many people are suffering, even children. I had a neighbor who's little grandchild was born, needed to be on hydrocortisone and thyroid right out of the womb.
Whoa, man.
Yeah.
So that's another real selling point for these saunas, because we know that all the glyphosates and all these goobies store in the fat, and that affects the thyroid, and that's the reason to get rid of these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It affects everything. Yeah. Biochemistry is... I mean, we are not. That's why I think some of the things that people used to use holistically that work don't work anymore.
Really?
A lot of homeopathics, in my opinion, and I was trained as a homeopath, they don't work.
Because
of the frequencies in the air. We're bombarded by all of these EMFs, by Wi-Fi and all this other stuff that didn't exist when that was, when those therapies were figured out. And so what the products are that emitting the frequencies that you program them, and they're supposed to emit a certain frequency. By the time it actually hits us, it's no longer that frequency because it's been interfered with by all of these. That's why those devices that you have, I think, are very helpful in protecting and helping things.
So all these frequencies really mess around with the homeopathics.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, remember, I don't know if you know this, but when I was trained in classical homeopathy in the 80s, we were always taught, don't bring your homeopathic remedy near anything strong.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's what that's about, yeah.
It's about frequency interference. So,
very interesting,
And that's just a mess right now. I mean, golly.
Sure. It's a soup. Let's go to take a little phone call for Carolyn Borman. Hi, good morning. You're on the air with Carolyn?
Yes, good morning, Carolyn. Hi.
Good morning.
Natrosport, and I wanted to know what you thought of that, or Westroid, same company. But my question really was, does it have to be taken on a big, empty stomach? I kind of chew them up just sublingual. Is it real sensitive to stomach acid or anything?
Yes,
like that?
It is. Very sensitive to stomach acid. You can completely, if you're going to do that, then you're going to need to multi-dose, at least twice a day, split the dose in half, and if you're going to chew them, which I recommend because they are getting their glandulars from the same place as, armor. So it has a lot of cellulose in there. So if you chew them up, then you can do a second dose, midday or something like that, and monitor your body temperature and see if it's affected. I had a good friend that needed to dose. She took one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Myself, I can dose once in the morning. It's really individual. It depends a lot on, a lot of different factors, but that's what I would be doing. Yeah.
So what I heard you say is it's okay to chew them up just sublingual and keep them in your mouth.
Well, you got to do more.
And then
more.
On an empty stomach And then you, if you're going to chew it, because they are enteric coated, you're going to break the enteric coating. So then you're going to need to dose it again. So if you're taking, let's say, 1 grain is your dose, you would cut it in half and do half grain in 2 separate doses. The goal with this is to keep your blood levels consistent. You know.
The Nature Sword and Westroid are enteric coated?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Well, you can tell if they're brown. If they've got the brown enteric coating on them, if they and they're kind of shiny. If they're not, then they look more like an aspirin. There's no coating, and they're usually a light beige or white color. So.
I'm sure you're familiar with Mark Starr. I was listening to an interview Patrick did with him.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
And he was saying, you know, all the research on people doing, you know, 3 grains, no heart attacks and all that, and he said that he couldn't take it all at once, so that's where I got that idea. Like you mentioned, splitting the dose makes more sense.
Yeah. Everybody's different, and you can play around with it. It goes up and down with the stresses of life. You know, it's not a this is the only dose that you take for the rest of your life kind of a thing. You know, like when I had a unfortunate circumstance where I had my baby grandson die, and it was very stressful for about 6 weeks there.
Wow.
And my temperature just plummeted, so I had to increase my dose for a little while in order, you know, to keep things going so I didn't get sick. Everybody else around me got sick.
Hmm.
I didn't get sick, though. So,
thanks, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Here, Steve is writing. He said, it's hilarious the hoops we humans have to go through just to get what we want.
Amen.
So to clarify, the thyroid postcard products are just more potent, clean thyroid glandulars, question mark?
Yes.
Okay. What's the difference between the three products, the T, T.R, and TS, and their approximate potency or dosage?
TS is the enteric-coated.
Okay.
The other ones are not enteric coated, and they require multi-dose.
Okay. And shelf life?
They manufacture. Supersid Pharmaceuticals, it's called. So.
And shelf life?
I would use a year. We go through them so fast, mine don't even last 3 months. But, you know, if you're going to freeze them, which I recommend doing, if caller was right, then... you know, I would say a year.
He says, I assume just consider taking it if consistently cold and adjust the monitor temperature?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you also have to, you know, look at the whole picture, look at your kidney and your adrenals. You know, if you're in adrenal exhaustion, then that has to be addressed too. Because if you only treat the thyroid, it's a push-pull team. If you only treat the thyroid, you can harm the adrenal conversion. It increases your.
And what's the best way to know adrenal exhaustion?
That's the we use the Dutch test.
And you could just do the ones for adrenals, might be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, uh-huh. And the adrenals, they get exhausted because we we'll worry about worry about what's going to happen.
Lifestyle, you know,
reaction
Red
to
Bull.
The world. Yeah. Red Bull. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to cut down on that. Oh my God. That's funny. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, people will pound. Some of the most toxic and exhausted people I've ever met are nurses. You know, especially hospital nurses. They're just driven, and so, and they drink Red Bull like crazy, and so it's very hard on the adrenals. So we ended up treating at the clinic in Mexico. I would say 60% of our patients are medical professionals from the United States. That don't want their information in the medical system here.
Does caffeine of tea or coffee affect them?
It can if you really pound it hard.
If you really pound it hard,
you know, like I drink green tea every morning and stuff.
Not a problem.
And that's not a problem. But if you're hitting, heavy duty stuff constantly, it's not good.
Not happy.
Anything out of balance, yeah.
Not happy.
It's dehydrating, too, and that's part of the problem. It's dehydrating.
Mm-hmm. Nancy wants to know, what test should one have if the thyroid was nuked, irradiated?
Oh, okay.
One
so
of those.
She was maybe diagnosed with Hashimoto's or thyroiditis.
They used to do
You
nuke.
Can still do a Dutch test.
Mm-hmm.
She can still do the Dutch test. I'm, you know, as you can tell, I'm pretty stuck on that because that's kind of been the answer to all of our frustrations. He has a wonderful video series on there, which anybody can go watch and get educated.
On the Dutch test thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So the urine has a good picture of the hormones.
Yeah, we can tell what's happening metabolically by what you're throwing away. You know.
Why does it throw it away? You don't need too many at that time?
The body metabolizes things out that should be spent. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. You know, but it also, and of course, the kidneys are involved along with the adrenals, you know, since they sit on top of each other. You know, a lot of times when you have someone like this last question about thyroiditis, that can be downstream from other issues, sometimes even a tumor, a small benign tumor on like the parathyroid gland. I've caught three of those in my years in medicine, and that's considered a very rare thing, but I've seen three patients with that. And they have to literally go up through the nose and go in and snip this tumor off, and everything straightens out.
Wow.
And that can be directly the result of, in my opinion anyway, of environmental toxins, you know?
An emailer wants to know, is there a significant difference between the effectiveness of pig thyroid extract and cow thyroid extract?
As far as I know, there is no cow thyroid extract anymore. Mm-hmm. And regular glandulars that you get through Amazon or anything that's coming from Australia or whatever, glandulars, by law in the United States, have not been allowed to have active hormones for many years. They would consider them drugs if they did. So the body cannot rebuild, and this is also, again, a conversion issue. And so sometimes people take bottles of these glandulars, and they don't notice anything. You know,
because they're not allowed to sell an active glandular.
They're not allowed to have any, you know, so...
They don't put that on the label.
No, but that's been the law for like as long as I've been in alternative medicine.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's an email. What markers are on a blood chemistry panel would one look at to determine the health of the thyroid, T3, reverse T3, T3?
There is nothing in a blood test panel.
You just don't.
The only thing that we use for looking is autoantibodies if someone might have autoimmune reaction. I won't say disease. Because I think it's reversible. I think it's a reflection of toxicity.
Oh, when people have the antibodies.
Yeah, when they have antibodies, they're simply toxic and things are messed up. Because you can put them, and Broda Barnes was real big about this. You put them through a detoxification program, including sweating was key, and over a period of time, and those toxins will start coming out. As long as they, in my opinion, because he didn't really address this much, Broda didn't, but the teeth have to be looked at.
Oh, yeah.
The teeth.
You got root canals and stuff going on.
Well, mercury and fluoride
everything. Yeah.
You see these children now, Patrick, that the school systems are having them rinse their teeth with fluoride every week?
Oh, you mean like straight fluoride?
Just... Little educational class. Let's go, everybody, take care of your teeth. And they send them in a room, and they all stand there and rinse their mouth with fluoride.
Oh, good. That's pretty strong, too. It's a lot of fluoride.
Very strong. For a 6 or 7-year-old, yeah. I did it with my grandkids. That's why I ended up complaining to the school board because I couldn't believe they were doing this.
Another email for you, then we'll let you go. Is there any concern with petrochemicals leaching into the liquid water-soluble angstrom mineral solution being stored in a plastic bottle?
I
haven't heard about that.
Well, we do the best they can to get BPA free and all that. The chemicals that they use in order to make plastics soft so that they can breathe are going to interact. That's why pH in bottles that are plastic is completely wrong, because the bottles have to interact with the air outside. That's what keeps it flexible. So it's a possibility. I've looked at doing glass. It triples your shipping cost. So because of the weight of glass, but he's right. It's definitely a. I've never had a complaint, and when we tested from our manufacturer with our Angstrom minerals, there wasn't anything measurable. But you know, from a philosophical standpoint, I suppose it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm looking on your website here, the arrowheadhealthworks.com.
Oh.
What's with this adrenal cortex sublingual? Does this get the adrenal
happen? That's a spray that we make. We have a 5X and we have a 300X. The 300X just got released. We just released it last month. Because what we notice is even with the 5X, some folks' adrenals are so, they have such a tough time that an alternative MD like Dr. Starr or somebody else would put them on hydrocortisone in addition to their ACE supplement. Again, with glandulars, if we can bypass the stomach, because, you know, I'm dealing with really sick people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't frequently give them oral. We have to do, sometimes we even give them minerals rectally in an implant. Because if they have stomach cancer or something, they can't possibly digest. So, you know, we try to bypass as much as we can. So the adrenal, the ACE, that one is available directly on the website. The 300X one is physicians only, you know, for their patients because it's so strong.
So you get a lot of people that have been to a lot of places and are ready to really on the downward slope, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had them at, Contreras' clinic. You know, we work together on a lot of things.
Hmm. Then you take
lots
them,
of different clinics.
Then you take them down to Mexico and cook them. Just cook them up. Hi, on the phone, who's this? Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Patrick and Doctor.
Hi.
I have a question. I just came in there at one point there. You were talking about temperature. And Broda Burns, of course, said 97.8 to 98.6. Is that what you're suggesting also?
That there's a range. And the closer you can get to 97 or 98.6, the better, but it's not hard and fast. We're just looking for the range. So most people that have got true problems with thyroid conversion are going to run cold. And that affects your digestion because your digestive enzymes can't activate. I mean, they need not. The enzymes are completely dependent on temperature to activate and pH.
Sure.
So, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I'll tell you why now. I had a bit of a journey with the thyroid. My mother's hypothyroid and one of my sisters is, and I think the other two are. I just haven't talked to them about it.
Mm.
But I heard about the hypothyroid thing on this show, as it turns out. Thank you, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And I have subsequently read, I don't know, three or four books or maybe even more. I read the one by Wenzel, and there was another girl that had cancer, and she had problems with, iodine,
mm-hmm.
and I read Brownstein and the other guy you mentioned.
And he's an Iodorol fan. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I read all these things, and I tried the iodine, but I couldn't take these massive amounts, so I went with the stuff that Patrick has been promoting there.
Yeah,
the
activated form is much easier to, it's on an alcohol base if it's done properly. There are some others out there now that are using glycerin. Casey never used glycerin. He only ever used alcohol.
It's a lot stronger, right? This really.
Well, it isn't stronger.
No.
It's more active.
More active. Okay.
You split the bond, and now your liver doesn't have to work to do that. And you got rid of the toxicity that's present in iodorol or any other kind of Lugol's-type potassium iodide. It becomes toxic to the thyroid over time and can actually atrophy it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I should tell you, the rest of my journey is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I read these books on the thyroid, and I tried this and tried that, and the most I could get my temperature up was up to 97.2, and I was pretty much taking it every day, like in the morning, getting the basal temperature. And I did that for the longest time, and then, now this is going to sound a little crazy, but
that's all right.
I think this is
we love crazy.
Yeah, we love crazy. Seriously. I didn't figure that out. Anyways, I was listening to this guy. His name is Mas Sajadi. He's this guy that had a couple of near-death experiences, and then he did all kinds of spiritual stuff, and he can, I don't know how to explain
That's
it
all right.
To you,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
What'd you do?
Anyways, you listen to his podcast, or not his podcast, his MP3s. There's he has all kinds of podcasts. I've listened to all them. But he also, he has these ones you can buy, and one of them is on hypothyroid, and you just listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. And I listened to it a bunch of times, and then all of a sudden I got this inspiration to do this, and this is what he says, too. I got this inspiration to go to this forum that talks about a certain type of rice machine, which I've been using for years. It's called Spooky 2.
Frequency generator, and, right.
And so anyways, I went there to their forum, and I read this one post, this guy by the name of Mallow something or other. I forget his last name. Anyways, he had this frequency set that he'd worked out with the proper way of figuring out frequencies for thyroid. And anyways, I ran this remote for 3 or 4 days, and my thyroid temperature is up to 97.8, and it went up to 98.6 briefly.
I'll be done.
But what really kills it is when I have sugar. Man, I'm telling you, my thyroid just tanks.
I'll be done.
But at about 3 or 4 days later, it's right up, back up to anywhere from 97.8 up to about 98.1 or 2. I haven't been able to get 98.6 again, but that's consistent now for, I don't know, I couldn't tell you how many months, but it's been like that. And I got to tell you, you know, it sounds pretty crazy.
Oh, no, I've been doing energy medicine for 30 years.
So you're actually listening to a CD or an MP3 of music or...
No, it's him. He talks during this thing. I think his father was a doctor.
It kind of just talks to your thyroid and wakes it up.
Well, no, it's the traumas you had in your life. But what I'll tell you what the rife frequencies I'm running for, and I got this also from.
Let's not go too much. It's too complicated. Most people don't have a rife machine, so
okay.
Let's not go there right now. But but thanks for calling. It's really cool. No,
sure.
I'm glad you're doing good.
Thank
you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, nobody's got a rife machine, you know. 1 out of 58 million.
Well,
people,
yeah.
You know.
Well, and everybody, my experience after having over 30 of them at our clinic in TJ, when we eventually close, is everybody's unique. There is no set frequency for anything, and you have to adjust the body to whatever it needs today, you know. So,
well, I like talking to my thyroid. I'm thinking of
that's
but
right.
You know, I still
there
get a little, I'm still feeling a little cold here a little bit when the cool weather comes in, so I'm thinking I'm going to experiment a bit and just experiment and see if I could kick it up a little bit notch, because we really shouldn't, I mean, that shouldn't is not a word, but I mean,
we don't want to be dependent on these things.
Yeah,
no,
but we don't want to be cold
you,
either. I mean, I live in Texas. What if I move north? Jeez. I'd be in a fur coat all day.
But you're in the hill country.
I know. But, you know, it's getting even 50 degrees. And when you wake up, you feel like, I mean, it just feels a little bit maybe colder than, I don't know, even know what normal is, you know, because I'm not normal. You know what I mean?
Well, most people, as they age, you know, the glandular systems, can slow a bit if
well,
going
you know, we don't
to,
believe in aging.
We don't believe
here.
In aging, but
we don't believe in aging.
But from the effects of the environment and the other things going on, people's bodies are, you know, they start to show some stuff. And if they're not as on top of it as you are, then, you know, they can.
Sure,
really,
you could go down pretty fast. So do you think it would, it's not really, wouldn't be any downsides to getting some real piggy and doing a little bit and just experimenting? It's not going to hurt, right? It's
in just fact, that's how Broda and Dr. Starr and
just
all
food,
the anti-aging
right?
guys that I'm around, we all take thyroid.
Just to experiment with it and see.
Well, we start low. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's some of the docs that are even running around taking 5 milligrams of hydrocortisone, which I think is ridiculous. I don't think.
I wouldn't do that. Now, when you say you start low, do they come in a grain?
They come in one. This particular brand comes in one grain. You just get a cutter and cut them in half.
And how many milligrams is that?
30. It's a combination of T1, T2, T3, and T4. Usually when we talk about a grain, we're talking about just the T4, T3 ratio.
But it has all four. And one grain is, and you usually cut it in half and start?
I usually start patients, especially because you don't have a lot of body mass. You're not 6'5 and
sure.
200 pounds. So I would start with half.
Just half. And you would take it once a day?
Yeah, in the morning.
On an empty stomach.
Empty stomach.
And what could you suppose or think
about?
So you basically
do that for a week or 10 days, see how your body temperature changes, and then you can add in another half.
If it doesn't change, it should kick it up a little bit if it's working?
You should see it start coming up. In myself, years ago when I started this, within hours I could feel the difference.
Wow.
Everybody's different.
And what would be an indication that you're taking too much?
Some of the side effects of too much, you can imagine if your metabolism is sped up, you can get shaky.
Okay. You would feel
it. Your heart can race.
Yeah.
Those are the primary two.
If you're taking a proper dose, would your resting pulse rate stay the same? Probably not, because...
No, it depends on
what
it
was. It might go up a little bit, right?
It would probably go up a little bit. Your heart is going to beat stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it may not be fast, it might sound louder.
Mm-hmm.
Because the contraction, T2 is involved in muscle contraction through the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can affect,
Because folks like Ray Peet
are more effective.
Yeah. Ray Peet contends that if you have a slow pulse rate like Patrick does and other people, which is like high 50s or 60s, mm-hmm. that's an indication of a pokey thyroid, that it should be faster. But
it can be.
Does that resonate with you?
We were always taught that if you got your heart in really good shape.
Sure.
And the muscle didn't have to work as hard, that was always
a sign of
being in good shape.
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one time...
Traditionally, it has been figured that a slow, faint heart is because of the thyroid conversion.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you see things like...
So is high cholesterol, by the way. That was a standard marker.
Oh, really? Like that main number?
Thyroid conversion issues, because we knew you couldn't burn off the sugars and the body would turn it into fat.
Huh.
So elevated cholesterol and triglycerides are a direct marker, just as much as the short eyebrows, where you see people where the third outer part of their eyebrow is gone.
Oh.
That's a classic symptom.
I hate it when that happens. I hate it when that happens. Doctor, my thyroid, my eyebrows are gone. Well, it's a curious thing, boy. These beautiful little... And then, if you factor in, like we talked about this first hour, any kind of angst or worry or fears, I mean, who knows?
Sure.
Jeez, it's like, come on.
Oh, you can downregulate everything. You can even, like the Indians used to do, I'm going to lay down and die today.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? They just said, it's time to go.
Yep.
It's time to go. I'm out of here. I think you could, couldn't you?
I think you can.
You probably could, yeah. Well, Carolyn, you're fun to talk to, and
sometime
we'll have you back if you want. And I know you're into a lot of cool stuff, and it'd be fun to have you on. I don't know how we found you, but thanks for all your information. And
I'm glad to be here.
And we'll put the different we got the different websites on your on our show page, so everybody can see them.
Terrific. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right, dear. Thank you.
Okay. See you soon. Bye.
Sorry, we lost a little bit of the stream this morning. Our internet went down right at 11:30. We're almost over, but totally went flat. We got some controls now. We can see what's going on. It wasn't a problem on our end. It's simply the internet just poofed at 11:30 this morning. But we have it all here for you on the podcast. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you tomorrow.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.